Helpful diagrams. I've been diagramming since sixth grade. My first real program diagram was about a lottery simulation. Very tiny program. But I remember the bullies saw me pacing up and down the corridor and laughed when I got a low grade. For being accused of cheating, of copying my program from somewhere else. But I wrote the darn thing. I navigated the heck out of that program. And later, I bought my first programming book, Simon's Basic for the Commodore 64. Diagrams were my entry into the world of programming. I still diagram all the time. My next round of programmatic modeling by means of geometry nodes in the free and open source Blender will produce a large diagram as I will begin keeping track of all the neat node combinations. I think it is somewhat magical that nobody has a problem grasping what diagrams are. I think it is a talent that we all have for free, and we don't need to practice anything. Diagrams and memory palaces are deeply connected. In fact, I would argue that you can't memorize all that well by merely dreaming up memory palaces alone. Don't waste your time on memorizing the rooms. Draw them out on paper, like a map. Heck, make a board game. Furthermore, though concept maps and mind maps do seem magical, do not limit yourself with rules. Diagrams are yours to reinvent each and every time. The best kind of a diagram is the mixed diagram, and the most powerful kind of diagram is a soon-to-become incoherent doodle. But while in your active memory, an instrument like no other, a fusion between what you can hold in your active memory and curious little webs of lines and labels that help you keep racing forward and even resume where you left off. Memory has its limits. A pencil and a big notepad does not. And while pencil and paper will forever triumph, no question, when you have a really big idea, rather than gluing papers together and making a mess on your wall, consider taking to digital art programs, and with a proper and inexpensive pen and tablet. In the world of digital drawing, you never run out of canvas because you can always expand it. And perhaps even more importantly, you can rearrange things around as your diagram evolves. Cut out a piece of diagram here, a piece of concept map there, and splice them together in a virtual world. And of course, you can add reference photos and digital snippets of all kinds of things. No limits. One free and open source digital drawing program that comes to mind here is Krita. Mind mapping programs do exist. I was once an avid user of the ancient FreeMind, and while it seemed magical at first, it really did. Assembling paper notes on a large canvas that you can move ended up being better. For one, here you can always add a new layer of ideas, or a second canvas or cardboard to hold it all together. As with all talents, you have to take care of your mind mapping talents too. Do not waste concept or mind mapping on brainless, standardized education. If you use it too much for no good reason, it will lose its magic, especially if you are cramming for tests in an ineffective school. Cramming is not learning. Diagrams, concept maps, and mind maps are meant for things that help you become wiser and stronger. 3D modeling, programming, circuit design, metaphysics and philosophy, and then notes on workflows in various programs from Linux and Bash to Krita and Blender. To put it simply, diagrams enhance your memory. They help you think wider and grow faster.